listening to First Name Sports on the Sports Map Radio Network. Live from the Sports Map Radio Studios, here's Greg Frank.
It is the 2023 NHL Draft tonight in the Music City as all eyes shift to Nashville to welcome in perhaps the next biggest superstar in the National Hockey League as Connor Bedard will be selected number one overall by the Chicago Blackhawks. Seems like Adam Fantilli number two to Anaheim and Leo Carlson three to Columbus. But to talk about all of it, we're going to talk with NHL.com's Mike Morial now as he's joining us from Nashville to preview the NHL Draft. Mike, good to have you aboard. How are you?
How's it going, Greg? Thanks for having me. Glad to be on the program.
Yeah, absolutely. Our pleasure to have you and talk in some draft. And everybody's got an opinion about Connor Bedard. What is yours?
Well, I mean, let's face it, Greg. I mean, Connor, outstanding talent, elite skill, hockey sense, special NHL prospect. But the one thing, you know, we know about all the on-ice stuff, but I can't stress enough how humble this kid is. You know, he enjoys good conversation. I found it interesting. You know, when I was over in Regina in March, I was there for three games, about 4 days, and I had some sit-downs with him. And, you know, he'd come over to me, he saw me, you know, how's things going? Do you need some places to eat? You know, do you need anything I could do for you, give you suggestions? I mean, I've never had a prospect really care for someone that's, you know, writing stories about them as much as Bedard has. So, real driven kid, Greg, hates to lose, and yes, I know you can say that about any player, but there's just something there that's impressive about him. He's a strong kid, will battle in the corners, and to me, a lot stronger than people give him credit for. But that off-ice stuff is also something that makes him very, very unique in his own way.
I mean, this seems like the kind of prospect that will come in and have the immediate impact that Connor McDavid and Austin Matthews had, right?
Yeah, absolutely. He'll come in. Now, the only difference there, Greg, is maybe those players had a little bit more surrounding them. You know, you could say McDavid probably not when he joined the league in 16, but 15, 16. But I tell you, you know, Bedard's going to, I would expect him to maybe get 50 points next season. You know, maybe he'll reach the 20 goal mark. We can't put too much expectations on this kid at such a young age. He's 17, of course, and he'll be going on to a team that's obviously in a rebuilding phase right now. So the Blackhawks are going to have to do their best, and they have a lot of picks in this draft, including 4 or 5 in the second round as well. So it's going to be interesting to see what they're able to do, how they're able to manage this draft and surround him with players that are capable of getting it done. Hey, the trade for Taylor Hall was a good start.
Sure. Yeah, all right, let's discuss, as I said, that guy who is likely to go number two to to Anaheim, and that's Adam Fantilli, Hobie Baker Award winner at the collegiate level. What do you know about his game?
Yeah, well, you know, whoever drafts Fantilli, Greg, is getting a first overall type player. He could play it in the back alley, he could play it in the front yard, he could play any game, you know, you want to play it, and he makes plays while, you know, while doing it, flat out. He's a special kid. What he did in college hockey this year was exceptional. Rarely do you see something like that. He obviously, as you said, he won the Hobie Baker as the NCAA best player, men's player. He was able to get a gold medal at the World Junior Championship in January, and he played wing. You know, usually he's a top line center. He played top line center at the University of Michigan, but he played wing at the World Juniors, was able to get it done there in a middle six, bottom six role, didn't complain, did what he needed to do. And then he won another gold with Canada at the World Championship. So this is a kid that is very, very motivated. He knows that Bedard, and when I speak to him about Bedard, he knows that Bedard is the class of this draft, but he feels he's got something special too. And what he does have that Bedard doesn't, Greg, is that size, right? He's at 6'2". 195, he can battle in the corners, he can muck it, he can grind it in front of the net. So Fantilli would be a fantastic pick for the Anaheim Ducks, no doubt.
All right, Mike, I got to ask you about the man of mystery in the 2023 NHL draft, and that's Russia's Matvei Mishkov. Of course, there's the 3-year contractual agreement with his team in the KHL in Russia, and there have been some stuff about him, you know, perhaps trying to avoid certain teams and being a little bit more secretive as to who he interviews with. Who do you think ultimately ends up with Mishkov tonight?
Well, the first thing I'll say is that, yes, he's here in Nashville, and he has interviewed with a few teams. We've spoken to a few of the general managers that we would have hoped would have given us an idea if they did speak with Mitch Kupp. Some, for instance, you know, Bill Armstrong of the Arizona Coyotes said, you know, we haven't spoken to him yet. We haven't seen him. He's a ghost. Now, I don't know if a lot of these GMs have flown smoke, but who knows? But here it is, Greg. If you're strictly evaluating the on-ice play,
yeah,
then Mitch Kupp is one of the elite players in this draft class. He has the potential to be in a conversation of the elite players, same as Connor Bedard. If you factor in a healthy and stronger player, Mitch Kupp will be able to influence games and have a similar impact on the scoreboard that Bedard has. But we know what's going on here. There's major challenges. We have the ongoing war in the Ukraine, as does the fact, as you mentioned, he signed in the KHL through 25-26. So if a team is picking that high, it will want some assurances that the player is going to come over and play. I mean, last year we saw two likely top 10 Russian picks fall to 20 and 24 with Ivan Mirzashenko went to the Caps, Daniela Yurov to the Wild. But neither of those two carry the same type of cachet that Mitch Kupp does. So whoever's picking inside the top five, I think he's going to go between five and eight, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Five. Montreal has that pick. You know, eight, the Capitals have that pick. You got the Flyers in that mix. So there's some teams in there that could make the stab to get him. But, you know, whoever's picking him is likely a team that might need a player of this caliber sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
Arizona has two picks, right? Early
sure.
in the top 15. So,
do the Flyers.
Multiple picks. That's correct. Absolutely. Yes. So do the Flyers. So those are two teams you got to look at because maybe they'll take a stab and say, hey, we'll wait 3-4 years. Because if we're getting a player of the caliber of potentially Bedard, why not wait?
Yeah, no, I'm fascinated to see where he ends up. And as you said, on ice, the skill, a guy that could go number one overall in a lot of drafts. Let me ask you about the U.S. National Team Development Program, guys. Will Smith and Ryan Leonard, it seems like every year we're talking U.S. National Development Program with top 10 picks. What do you know about these two?
Yeah, Will Smith, outstanding young player. I mean, this kid has a centerman for the NTDP. That top line was unbelievable. Gabe Perreault and Ryan Leonard over there. And Will Smith was the catalyst with what he was able to bring. A lot of scouts that I've spoken to, and when I watch him in video and the live viewings that I've seen, you see a little Trevor Zegras. He likes that fast pace, the finesse type play. But the thing that really intrigued me and, you know, I really respected about Will Smith, Greg, is the fact that even on off nights, and when I say off nights, I say he didn't get a point, or maybe the plus minus wasn't there. He still had such an impact that you could say to yourself, geez, he was the best player on the ice. So that's the kind of caliber of player. And I think Will Smith will probably go definitely top five, top four, in this draft somewhere. Ryan Leonard, you know, I spoke to both goalies at the National Team Development Program, two guys that could also be drafted later. On day two of this draft, and they told me that when I asked them who had the best shot, you know, when you're in practices with these players all day long, every day of the week, and it was Ryan Leonard. Ryan Leonard had the big shot from the circles that was getting it done. He's kind of that mucker, that grinder that you like to see. That's why I thought that maybe the Flyers would take a stab at him in my mock draft that I have, because he's that prototypical type Flyer that he'll get in your face, he'll do that. He'll do the dirty work, do those things, but he's also got great hands, good around the net, and can get the job done. And then, just real quickly, Gabe Perreault, obviously the son of Yannick Perreault, has the pedigree there, led the NTDP in points and goals. That's saying quite a lot for what he was able to accomplish this year. Real fast-paced kid, works hard, great work ethic. And this is a kid that will probably go maybe mid to late first round. And I think, you know, whichever team does draft him is getting a great player there.
All right, Mike, last one for you. We've talked a lot about the prospects, but give me a team that you're most interested in. We touched on some of those teams with multiple first rounders tonight. Perhaps a team that could make a trade involving NHL roster players. What team stands out tonight?
St. Louis Blues, Greg. They got three picks in this draft. I think St. Louis could do. I mean, obviously they got the early pick. And then they have two late in the 20 range, 20 to 29 range. So they have an opportunity to not only get some value here, valuable assets and draft picks, but they can also trade and maybe get someone else Obviously, they got Kevin Hayes in the trade earlier this week. So I think the St. Louis Blues are that team that you have to watch to maybe do some damage with three picks. And I would say that for any team with multiple picks, because this is a deep, deep draft, Greg. I think we're going at least, if we go 60 to 65 players, you're getting a quality kid that could play a top six role at Ford. Defensively, maybe not as strong, but you're looking at a number two, number three, number four type defenseman, maybe 2 to 3 years down the road. So team-wise, St. Louis, that's the team I'm looking at for.
There he is, Mike Morial from NHL.com, talking NHL draft. Mike, really appreciate your time, and I hope you get to enjoy yourself in Nashville a little bit, too. Seems like a fun city.
It is. It's absolutely great. Thanks, Greg.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Mike.